power thereof. Okay? Got a car, got a frame, got a body, but you're denying the engine. Okay, now you get an engine, but you don't have any seats, you don't have any blinkers, you don't have a steering wheel, and you're sitting on top of your engine. But you're not going anywhere. Because you have the power, but you don't have the body. And you don't have the framework. So you can't have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. From such, he said, turn away. So when he went to Bethesda, this is one of those places that he said, turn away. Because they don't see me as the power. They don't see the power that's in me that I got from God. Who give you the authority to forgive people of sin? By what power, what authority do you have? We need not only the form of God, we need God. Jesus Christ was the express form, the expressed image of God, but you can't have him without God. I'm sorry. He wouldn't even be here. It was the Holy Ghost that overshadowed Mary and she conceived. So you can't separate the two. And Jesus came to Bethesda, and they brought to him, now watch closely, and this city that did not believe in the power of God in this man brings to him a blind man to see what he would do. Boy, that was a very blessed blind man, that they would pick him. You know, I'll pray for anybody about anything. I really will. I pray for your sniffles. I pray for your bruises. I'll even pray that God restores your teeth if you want me to. But my faith is weak on that, I'm going to tell you. But they brought to him this blind man to see what he would do. But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, knowing their thoughts, he took the blind man and he led him out of town. Right? See, the blind man was probably in town. See, he didn't live in town. And I'll show you that in a minute. But he had a house. But they took him to town. Alms. Alms. Mercy. Mercy. And they yanked him up one day. Said, come on. Where are we going? Where are we going? It don't matter where we're going. We're going to bring you to this man called Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. I heard about him. And they bring him, they led him to Jesus. Jesus led him out of town. Somebody needs an out-of-town experience. You're not going to get it in town. You're not going to get it with your relatives or at your family reunion. You won't get it on the phone talking to people. You're going to get it out of town. And he led him. Can you imagine? Now, you use me, I'm going to use you. Come be the blind boy. Wait, you can't walk. I got to lead you. No, you're blind. You're blind. Say, alms. Hold out your hand like you mean it. No, close your eyes. Alms. Come here. Ooh. I'm going to lead you. We're going to take you to Jesus. See what he's going to do with you. And they led him to Jesus. The people that did not believe in the power of God. But they saw Jesus. And so they brought him to Jesus. Now he's just standing there, not even knowing where he's at. He's displaced. He's in utter darkness. As long as he was with the familiar, like three steps to the refrigerator, you know, two steps to the sidewalk. The light pole is here, but now he's in an unfamiliar zone. He is in out of his comfort zone. And that's why people don't get anything from God. They'll go to sleep in their comfort. And so they took the man out of his comfort zone and they brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said, come with me. and the light was leading him to a better day. Come with me. Come with me. I don't understand it. He may not know now, but the light is leading him to a better day. And he brought him out of town, away from them unbelieving people. He said, this is good. And he... Now, when he spit on his eyes, all of us who would be watching would go, oh my God, gross. He spit on his eyes. That's because we saw it. He didn't. He didn't. And sometimes we rebuke the Spirit of God because we got to understand it. We got to, the just shall walk by faith. He spit on his eyes and he said, sir. And the Bible says he looked up and opened his eyes. And he said to the man, do you see aught? Meaning, do you see anything? Now, he didn't say, do you see that man with that striped shirt? Do you see that red barn over there? Did you see that car? He didn't suggest anything. Oh, those, the power of suggestion. He said, do you see anything? And he said,
men that look like trees.
Yeah, you can say it louder.
Men that look like trees.
He said, I see men like trees walking.
That would be scary.
Twilight. Twilight. I don't see enough to really navigate. I'm not real sure. I see when they stop, I think they're a tree. And when they walk, I think they're trees walking. I'm not real sure. But if you just stay, the righteous will keep walking to a better day.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's going to get better. You might not understand it, Brother T-Mark, but it's going to get better. Hallelujah. You just got to keep walking, keep taking Bibles, and it's going to get better. And
yes.
So the Bible says, the only place I know where Jesus prayed twice, and he prayed again for him. And the Bible says that he lifted up his head and he saw every man clearly.
Yes. Thank
you. He saw every man clearly. Let me tell you something. I pray for wisdom first, discernment. I want to see every man clearly. I don't want anybody to deceive me. You may leave me, but don't deceive me. I want to see every man clearly. And the first thing he saw was the light. Whoo! He saw the light. He saw Jesus as they come to this morning. Opened up his eyes, and the first thing he sees is the light. My Lord, it's beautiful. Man, thank you. I'm going to go back. No. I'm going to the tent. Let me go to the store. No. He said, go not into the town and tell no man, but go to your own house. Brother, I don't know about you, but I'm comfortable at my house. I can go to your house, I'm okay, but I'm not real comfortable. But when I'm at my house, I can take my hair off and put it back on the mannequin if I had any. You can put your teeth in the jar if you want to when you're at your house. You can scratch and itch and rub your hair like this if you have any at your house. He said, don't fool them folks back there. They deny the power that did this. If you happen to run into any, say, are you that man that's blind? Could be. Did you doubt Jesus? Might have been. why would Jesus do that? I thought he wanted everybody to be saved. You know why he did that? They denied the power thereof. Another place he says, don't preach to them, lest they repent and I have to heal them. Why? Because he doesn't want anybody to get anything from him unless you're willing to seek him. He took his disciples aside. He'd tell a parable and then say, how come you don't tell the world this? He said, they're not seeking me. That's why. I tell you because you're following me. And if you keep following the light, it leads to a better and better day until you get in the light. Hallelujah. As you stand this morning, there are some things you may not understand. There are some things you may not be comfortable with. But listen to me very, very carefully. He told this man not to go back for another reason. They will confuse you again. Because see, I know what I got. Bless God, I know when I got the Holy Ghost, I know what I got. But if I hang around other people that don't have what I have, they'll keep pecking on me. You don't have to do that. That tongue thing, nothing. Pecking on me. And before long, I can't even enjoy what I got. He said, don't go back. Go to your house. Don't go back to the Gadara, when he healed him of all those devils, he said, go to your house. Go to your house. This morning, someone may be confused about where you're at in life. You see, you can wake up. People don't wake up at 20 and wonder where they're at in life, what happened. They wake up at 40 and 50 and say, who am I? What have I done with my life? Where am I going? And they're in that twilight zone of their life. I'm here to tell you, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death. You know, there's good news and there's bad news. Right? The bad news is you're walking through the shadow of death. But the good news is you're walking through the shadow of death. It's all about your perception. I'm walking through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, the light, is with me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Bow your heads. You may not understand where you're at, whether it be a job, whether it be in marriage, whether it be unmarried, whether it be with your children. You may not understand all these things in the twilight of your life. But if you'll just believe me this morning, don't leave the light. Hallelujah. Take what God has provided for you and do the best you can with what you have. But if you'll keep walking and you'll keep believing, the light will lead you to a better day. It may not be perfect the next time, but it's going to be better than it was, and better and better and better until you reach the perfect day. I ask you this morning, as you open your eyes, to take a step. All of you, take a step. Come with me to a better day. Amen. Come, follow me to a better day. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. As I follow Christ, he's leading me to a better day. I want to lead you to a better day. Oh, hallelujah. Open the eyes of my